the idea in our sugya that there's a kenyan of dalet amos midrabanan and the avmei miluim's chakir. Right, we mentioned last time that there's machlokes in the Ran versus the Ramban. Obviously, there are other people on each side as well. Then we also mentioned the Tosfos Rid as to why Dalet Amos works for get. The Ran says because Chazal did the Hefker Bez and Hefker on the Dalet Amos. And therefore, it's her Dalet Amos. Once it's her Dalet Amos, the Dalet is seen as get. He put it in her Dalet Amos. The Ramban could argue one of two ways. The one way for the Ramban to argue, which the Avnei Milum did not like, is to say that Kenyan Darabanan lo mahani l'doraisa, that even though Chazal used Hefker Bez and Hefker to give her the Dalet Amos, those are only hers midarabanan. They're not really hers midoraisa. Therefore, there's not a valid get midoraisa, and you need a kinhu. The Avnei Milum did not like that pshat. The pshat the Avnei Milum liked in the Ramban is that the Ramban argues about the nature of Kenyan Dalet Amos. It's not that Chazal were mafkir the Dalet Amos and gave it to the person. Rather, they were mafkir the chayfetz and gave it to the person. And that's why it doesn't work with the rice to forget. So Chazal are mafkir the piece of paper and give it to the wife. That's not a valid gift. It's not the nasa biyada. So if that is, I was a little skeptical in terms of whether the Avnei Milum shot was right, as opposed to the other way of reading the machlokas. I was not so convinced by his raios, but it turns out that there may be good corroboration for that possibility. So let's just ask ourselves this question. What's the nature of Kenyan Dalet Amos? One possibility is that the Chachamim gave you the Dalet Amos. Other possibility being that Chachamim gave you the Chayfetz. What the Avnei Milum says is the Nafkamina one is the Avnei Milum's Nafkamina, assuming Kenyan Darabanan counts Midoraisa, right? It says the Nafkamina is get Bidala Amos. Here we have the Ran that says it's Mahani Midoraisa because it's her Dalet Amos, so therefore it's a valid get. Versus the Ramban, he says it's Possible me or ain't no get me do raisa, but afkinu rabbanon l'kiddushin minei, and therefore she is a pnuya. I thought perhaps this question might also affect the question of in which Rishuyos this Kenyan Dalet Amos would apply. So now you're never sure in either direction. The Gemara has, right, Rav and Abaye, Mosev, Nezikin and Mosev Peah. Two parallel questions. Each of those has an answer of Gully Daite and an answer of Kita Kinyan Rabbanan Besimta Nad Be, etc. It's not clear whether there's two answers. Two answers are arguing with each other, or are not arguing with each other, right? Is there a machlokas whether it applies in Sada Bala Bayis? Is there a machlokas whether it applies in Simta? We're not 100% sure. So let's stick with the Gemara, whether it applies in Rishas Rabban. Let's stick with the Gemara. The Gemara says it doesn't apply in Sada Bala Bayis, and it doesn't apply in the Rishas Rabban. Now, simple question we might ask. This is not yet a practical nafka, but why doesn't Kenyan Dalet Amos apply in Sadeh de Balabayis and
Rishus HaRabim.
So if you took the Ran's approach, what would you say? Why didn't they make the Sakana and the Sada of the Baal Bayis? What might you say? Well, because, right, it wouldn't make any sense to give him Dalet Amos in someone else's property. Heinach in public property. First of all, we already know from Mashiach such an idea. Public property, that's the point. Like, it's everyone's. So now it's mine, and later it's yours. They didn't give it to you to keep to sell. They just gave it to you for 1 minute to do your opinion. But it seems very, would seem very peculiar. For if you're in my house, to give you Vailas on my house, why would, I mean, they could have, Chazal could take away anyone's property, but it would seem to be very counterintuitive. How about Rishus HaRabim? Isn't that everyone's property?
It's also nobody's property.
Okay, but why is Rishus HaRabim any worse than a Simta? Meaning, what would I say? I would say, Sadin de Baal HaBayis is obvious, right? Sadin de Baal HaBayis is obvious. Why did they give you Dalet Amos to someone else's Sadin? Who finds Sadin de Baal HaBayis so obvious that they don't bother to explain it? Who doesn't bother to explain why they didn't give you in Sada de Baal HaBayis? What? How about Rashi? Ki tekinu le rabbanim bi'alma ki go mesim tishu b'shus kol adam over shus harabim b'sidi r'shus harabim. Which I'm over is the top Rashi in Yudam and Basic being mefarish. Which I'm over is this Dibur Maskel? Rav Papa. When were the Rav attacking in Simta over Rishus HaRabim or Tzidei Rishus HaRabim? Right? Rav Papa thinks even Rishus HaRabim works. The Hefkel Rabim, Limshel Lutocha, Tzrichim Latzeis Ben Adchach. Right? These are all places which are for the Rabim, Simta's for the Rabim, Rishus HaRabim is for the Rabim, and even Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is Hefker for the Rabim. Tzidei Rishus HaRabim might be my property, but the Rabim already have the right to, when it's crowded, to walk on it. Okay. But now what's the continuation of Rav Papa? Besada de Baal HaBayis lo tiknu le rabbanan. Does Rashi comment on that line? Lo tiknu le rabbanan? No. The Dibrasa lo tiknu le rabbanan is not on Rav Papa. It is on Rav Sheshis, right? He says lo tiknu le rabbanan. Right? Rashi doesn't bother to comment on Besada de Baal HaBayis lo tiknu le rabbanan. Doesn't bother to comment on that. Okay, what does he comment on? He comments on Rav Sheshis. Lo tiknu le rabbanan Rishus HaRabim. Why wouldn't they be misakim Rishus HaRabim? So then he says, Shahari ein lo adam shom dalet amos yuchados. Because in Rishus HaRabim, no one has their own dalet amos. Shahari b'chavirim yesh lo b'zochum am neslo. Because what's the difference between Rishus HaRabim and Simta or Tzidei Rishus HaRabim? Simta and Tzidei Rishus HaRabim are more sparsely populated. People pass through a little here, a little there. Rishus HaRabim, you ever try to walk down the sidewalk in Midtown Manhattan? Right? It's like running an obstacle course. Right? It's mamish. Everyone's always there pushing and shoving, and it's always very crowded. So what is Rashi saying? Rishus HaRabim, it's so crowded that no one really has their own Dalet Amos. There's 100 people in every Dalet Amos. So he explains Rishus HaRabim. He doesn't even bother to explain Sada D'Alma. Why doesn't he bother to explain Sada D'Alma? So I thought it could be. If you take the Ran's approach, then who needs to explain Sada D'Alma? Like, obviously, why would Chazal give you someone else's Sada? Rishus HaRabim, we need to explain. Like, shouldn't we all be equal in Rishus HaRabim? And the answer is no, because there's a million people in every Dalet Amos, and therefore it doesn't make sense to give it to everyone, so there's always a million people going in and out of every Dalet Amos, so you don't really have your Dalet Amos. So I don't think this proves anything, but Rashi certainly works very well from a Ran perspective. It's so obvious that Chazal wouldn't give you someone else's land. You don't even have to say so. In Rishus HaRabim, Chazal couldn't give it to you because there's too many people who are, you know, fighting over each piece of land.
Rashi doesn't use this subject.
Okay, good. We'll come back to that in a moment. What was striking to me, at least, was the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos here. What did the Rambam say in the Pirush Mishnayos? Yeah, I don't know where it is in these new fancy Gemaras. Anyone know where it is in the Ozel Hadar? Oh, here it is, all the way in the back. Great. Says the Rambam. Anyway, why does the Rambam say it doesn't apply in Sada de Baal HaBayis and Rishus HaRabim? Right, isn't it here someplace? Says the Rambam.
In one of the editions.
Here we are. The Amnam Zehadin Ha'amar B'zu Halacha. Sorry, let's start. She only besodeh kol mashu imo b'soch arva amos shelo kaneh. When he's standing out in the field somewhere, whatever's in his dalet amos kaneh, ki ilu yigil yadu, as if it's in his hand, ve'en l'sharam l'zuchos, no one else can take it. So what's the Mishnah where it says he's not koneh? Right? He does not bring down the first answer of Gali Daite. He brings down the answer of Papa and Rav Sheshes. But on the Zedim Rav Zohar Lachi, but Mishu Omeid B'Rishus HaRabam Seich Aviru. That's how someone is in Rishus HaRabam Seich Aviru. She'ein Derech Bnei Adam Lamod Sham Lefikach Lekonu Bo Arba Amos Shalo. Why don't you have a Kenyan Arba Amos in Seich Aviru or in Rishus HaRabam? Because it's not the Derech of people to stand there. Right? Why is it not the Derech of people to stand there? Well, in your friend's field. Like, you wouldn't, like, hang out and camp out in your friend's field. Why is it not your derech to stand in Rishus HaRabim? Rishus HaRabim, you have to keep moving. Meaning, that's the difference. A symptom city, Rishus HaRabim is a place where you could set up shop. Right? If you want, you can make a little kiosk. If you want, you could, I don't know, you could sit down and bring an easy chair and, you know, watch the passersby. Whatever it is you want to do. Right? But in Rishus HaRabim, you have to keep moving. It's obnoxious to just stand on the sidewalk in Midtown Manhattan. You have to keep moving. So Rama says, because it's not the derech to, it's not the derech to stand there. Meaning, it's not common that people would hang out there and stake out territory. Again, this is very certainly not luchrach, but the Rama doesn't say because it's someone else's property. It doesn't bother him that it's someone else's property. It only says, well, it's not the derech people stand there, so it's only the takana for the place where people usually stand and things fall into their dalet amos. They didn't make a takana for a place where it's not the derech for people to usually stand anyway. So I thought that perhaps Efsher, this is certainly the derech Efsher, that perhaps Rashi, who says, obvious, that it doesn't apply to. It's obvious it doesn't apply to Seich Aviru. And in Rishus HaRabim, too many people own the same space. Meaning, you don't have, or better yet, and in Rishus HaRabim, you don't have your own space. That works well from a Ran perspective. Meaning it's obvious Chazal wouldn't give you someone else's property. And Rishus HaRabim, Chazal might have given you the public property. But you don't really have your own public property because there's too many people in it. I thought the Rambam would work well for the Ramban's derech. The Rambam says, Ein derech b'nei Adam la'amod shem. You know, it's not the normal case where people would be hanging out there and things would fall into their dalet amos. It's not a normal place people hang out and look what's around them and want the things that are around them. It's a place where people just go through and they don't pay attention to what's going on. And it was striking to me at least, that it didn't bother him that it's someone else's property. So I thought that it's certainly not mochrach, but the Ramban would like the Rambam's explanation. Why doesn't it apply in Rishus HaRabim and someone else's property? Because it's not the common case that you hang out there and want the things that are near you. While the Rambam would say, it's obvious why it doesn't apply to someone else's property. That goes without saying. And Rishus HaRabim is because, how can you own this dalet amos when everyone else wants to own the same dalet amos?
What is the connection, according to the Ramban, and like between being a normal place to be there? Meaning, we're just being makni the chayfetz.
Because we're only makni the chayfetz in a place where this is a common place where you would be there and want to look around and get things there. Meaning, where you hang out, then they made a takana. We don't want people to fight over who was here and is getting things to fall in the street. So we make takana for the normal place where people hang out and want the things in the street. For a place people are really walking by and, you know, are for a place people are walking by and they don't really feel a kvius and they're not, they're not going to fight over something there. Just whoever grabs it will walk on. They didn't make the takana.
So it's, even though he focuses on the carpet, it's not about the carpet per se.
It's not, he doesn't focus on the carpet at all. He just says,
it's
not a place where people hang out. If it's not a place where people hang out, then they're not going to fight over, you know, this Metzia was right next to me. What do you mean? It's not a place where hang out. We're all moving along, so no one's going to fight over Metzia. That's all.
That's what I'm claiming. Okay, that is
not so machrach at all. But what I think is more telling is the question of, are there exceptions?
Can I have a Kenyan Dalet Amos in my friend's field? Can I ever use Kenyan Dalet Amos in my friend's field? I think this is more machrach. Right? Can I sometimes use Kenyan Dalet Amos in Stei Chaveiro? What would you say? According to the Ran, would you think you could sometimes use Kenyan Dalet Amos in Stei Chaveiro? What would you think? Like, would Chazal give me Dalet Amos in someone else's field? I would think not. But according to the Ramban, if they just didn't give me the field, they gave me the Chayfet, right? Maybe yes. And what do we find? Why would anyone, the Gemara says you can't have it in Sajid Dabal Abayis. Why would anyone have a Havim you can have Kenyan Dalet Amos in your friend's field? Who's Girsa might give you that Havimina? Who's Girsa might give you the Havim that you can have Kenyan Dalet Amos in someone else's field? The Rif. What's Rashi's Girsa? Ki tekila Rabban Abrahamos Bialma. What does Bialma mean? Public property. What's the Rif's Girsa? Besode Bialma. In a regular field. Hold on. Fields? What do you mean? What's a regular field? What is Sode di Alma? What's the Gersa? Rashi's Gersa. Ki takinu le Rabbanan. This is Rav Papa talking. Gersa's Rashi is the Alma. Meaning, public property. Gersa's Harif is the Sode di Alma. What does Sode di Alma mean? Isn't every Sadeh Sadeh of Bala Bias? So what's Pshat and Gersa the Rif? What does Sadeh Di Alma mean? Anyone? What does Sadeh Di Alma mean? What do most people say?
Not owned by the Bala Bias.
What? If it's not owned by the Bala Bias, then who is it owned by?
Everyone else.
What do you mean someone else?
Everyone else.
Whoever owns it is the Bala Bias. What's a Sadeh Di Alma? What's a Sadeh Di Alma that's not a Sadeh Di Bala Bias? Stay Hefker. Sadeh di Alma means a Sadeh Hefker. Who says the Sadeh Hefker? All the Mufarshim and the Rif. And the, what does this mean? Meaning what? So, the Ran and the Mukhe Yosef and the Rambam say Sadeh di Hefker. The Rabban where we're talking, the field of Hefker. That's what Sadeh di Alma means. It means a Sadeh of the world. Sod of Hefker. Not in a Sod there with an owner. How do we know the Rambam had this Girsa? Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Gzeil of Aveda, Perek Yud Zayin. I'm sorry. Let me just open it. The Rambam says that Bamed Varmur Mesimta Obed Sidim Shusar Rabim. Oh, the Sadeh she'im bo bailam. Where did he get a Sadeh she'im bo bailam? How often is there a field of bailam? The key of the years of Sadeh Di'alma say it means a Sadeh Hefker. That's most people agree. In other words, what most Mefarshim agree is that there's no difference between the Gersa of Rashi and the Rif. Either way, it means it applies b'makom Hefker. Except for the Ramban. Now, there's a difficult Ramban to read here, but let's try to look at the Lashon of the Ramban here. The Ramban says something funny. The Ramban says, Matzina b'chol nuschos ki tekinu rabbanu b'sadeh di alma. All nuschos, at least in Sfarad, had sadeh di alma. For Rashi gars b'alma. Upirishko mesinta shurishos lakom. For Abbeinu agad, only in the Rif, kasad b'sadeh di alma. Inami b'tzidu rishos harabim. Kana v'lo b'shos rabim lo b'stei chaveru. The inyo deyom av sadeh di alma. I don't know what a sadeh di alma is. In stei hefger hu, be'em tzabik of inyim krasinta. Maybe it means a sadeh hefger that's in the middle of a big valley full of fields and is not a sinta. So he says, maybe, right? Ramban, shot number one, says maybe it means a son of Hefker, which is what all the other Mefarshim say. Right? Oh, Sadeh She'ena Shel Shnehem. Maybe it means a Sadeh that doesn't belong to either of them, meaning doesn't belong to the guy who lost the Metziah. Doesn't belong to the guy who found the Metziah. Kigon, Bimos Hachama, Sheish Lakol Rishos, Likonis Pile Sadeh. So what is Sadeh di Alma? It's a Sadeh of a third party. What am I doing inside of a third party?
in the summer, when you're allowed to walk through the paths of Stam Sados, what's the difference? In the winter is, you know, they plant in the fall, right? So in the winter, if you walk in people's sados, you're going to ruin the plants that are growing. You're going to ruin the crops. In the summer, there's nothing going on in the fields, right? I mean, it doesn't mean before the harvest, right? Before the harvest, you would step on their plants. But let's say where there's already harvested their crops, right? It's just empty space. What do? Right? And they harvest their crops right around now, right? You make tzirsarim and tzirfitim. So around now they harvest the crops. And then what do? They gather it all to a goren. And they do the threshing and all the things that we learn in the 39 Malacha book. But the fields are not, you don't do anything with the fields at that time. I mean, during the summer, the fields are useless. You don't need the fields at that time. You have a little threshing floor, you gather everything. There's work to do. You leave it out to dry in those days in the summer, right? That's why rain is a kvala in the summer. I don't know if it still works that way nowadays. In the old days, rain was a kvala in the summer because you had to leave your tzvua v'kitnios out in the field and your fruits in the blazing hot sun to dry, because they had no refrigeration and no vacuum packing or whatever, and the only way to preserve it was to make sure it got bone dry so it wouldn't rot, right? That's why a klala if it rains during the summer. I don't know if nowadays a klala if it rains during the summer. I assume they don't leave things out to dry in the sun anymore. They probably have better ways of preserving them. But so in the summer, you're allowed, that's a mefurish gemara, in the summer you're allowed to walk in the fields, right? Uvesada she'enu shemeres l'bailam, and what's the talk? It's talking about a sada, which is not fenced off and guarded for the owner, right? If it's fenced off and guarded for the owner, that means the owner wants anything that comes there. He's kona whatever comes there. No, it's a sada that anyone can walk through during the summer. He doesn't mind. Obviously, a sada which is gzela, you're not allowed to trespass, which is to buy them, or where it's guarded by the owner and kona for the owner. So the Ramban in his second pshat says, pshat number two says, a sadeh, a sadeh she'eno shel shnehem bimos hachama, meaning a place where anyone's allowed to walk. So what do we see here? The Ramban, he has two pshat. The Ramban is the only one of the Rishonim who brings up the possibility that you can have a kinyan dalet amos on someone else's property. The only one of the Rishonim. All the other Rishonim say against him. Rashi never is the Girsa of Sadeh B'Alma in the first place, and the Rishonim Sfarad had the Girsa of Sadeh B'Alma, but almost all of them said it means Hefker, which is how the Ramban started. But the Ramban ended, he says, no, maybe even someone else's field. Not someone else's field where they don't want you going, but someone else's field where they don't mind if you go, so maybe you can have a kinyan dalet amos. So I thought this would be the Ramban, Lishitase, according to the Avnu Yudluin. Why is the Ramban the only one of the Rishonim who says you can have dalet amos in someone else's field? Well, if he holds that, you're not taking over their field. You're just taking the $20 bill. You're not owning their field. You're not owning the land. You're just owning the $20 bill. So why can't I own a $20 bill in someone else's field as long as it's a place where I'm legitimately supposed to hang out, where I'm not doing anything wrong, I'm not violating the rules of decency. So if I'm legitimately supposed to hang out someplace, then why can't I own a $20 bill in someone else's field? But the Ran and the other Rishonim might argue and say, no, what are you talking about? I would never own someone else's field, because I'm never going to take Reuven's field and just give it to Shimon. So I thought that Ramban, the Avnayun, did not bring this Raya, but I thought it was striking that the Ramban's the only one who says this. That would be a good Raya for the Lundus of the Avnayun. Yes, Josh. You've waited with Sablonot.
No, you just answered my question. I'm not.
Oh, great. Okay.
My question was, if anything, this actually looks a little bit like a steer, because the Ramban here is focusing on the ability to go into the field, which, you know,
obviously, Chazal are not going to give you any Kenyan where you don't belong. Right? Chazal are not going to give you any kinyan where you don't belong or where you're not supposed to hang out. Because the whole point is l'leisilin suya, for people to behave politely, properly. So, A, it's not likely that you'll hang out in a place where you don't belong. And B, they shouldn't encourage you to be in a place where you don't belong. You should have a fight if you're in a place where you don't belong.
So then how do you read the end of the Ramban? Isn't he backtracking and passing like the Ramban?
Then he says, V'afshar, then he goes back to the first, V'afshar, that Efshar is a little tricky, because it sounds like he's backtracking the first shot. Efshar, that everything stay chavero, and that even in a sod of a third party, you cannot be kona, although then he does say, V'sod ha-mishtamer slabaylim, you're not kona. Which sounded like the second shot, that in Sada, She'inu Mishtamer Shlubaylin, you would be Kona. So,
but
it's not exactly
but
clear to me
no
how to read
what,
the end of the Ramban.
Yeah, and then at the end, meaning...
Right, it's not exactly clear where he ends up in the Efshar at the end, meaning he has three Efshars, right? His first Efshar is like the other Rishon. Right, he says, I'm sorry, stay Hefru. Okay, then his second is, oh, I know what he means. Then he has an Efshar. It's not clear to me where that Efshar is going on, is what that Efshar is going on, because it seems to be somewhere in between.
Can I be an option for a second?
Sure.
If anything, you could say that the point that he's, you know, focusing on that, it's about whether or not the other Rishut, the Sada of the Baal, is Mishtamer. Why? Because the Sada, a Chatzar, that's Mishtamer. It's automatically Kone. The Chatzar is automatically Kone with, you know, Yad powers of anything else, meaning what's stopping the guy's Dalet Amos is the fact that there's already a Chatzar in existence. That is the Ran. That meaning the Ramban over here.
No, that's Pashut. If someone else was already Kone Midaraisa, why should I be Kone Midrabana? I mean, it's Pashut to me that Chazal wouldn't be Mitakim if it was a Chatzar Mishtamer Shlobailim, because then the Bailim was Kone Midaraisa. Why would they be Mitakim Mia Kinyan Drabana if someone else is Kone Midaraisa? That's so Pashut that it's not even a Chiddush. Okay. Now, the last thing I want to point out is the fascinating discussion of the Rishonim. Rishonim asks the following obvious kasha. Who needs Kinyan Mashiach? Where does Kinyan Mashiach work? Anyone remind me? Where does Kinyan Mashiach work? In a simta, right? Not in Rishus Arabim, not in a Sodid Balabayas, right? If I pull something, if I pull your cow in your house, it doesn't work. If I pull your cow in a stranger's yard, it doesn't work. If I pull your cow in Rishus Arabim, it doesn't work in a simta. Hold on. In a simta, why do I need to pull your cow? It's in my Dalet Amos. Who needs Mashiach? Right? So that's a very interesting question of the Rishonim. Why do you ever need Mashiach besimta? Mashiach works in a simta. But in a simta, you don't need Mashiach. You have Dalet Amos. So, the Shach gives a very dachuk answer. If you wanted to give a very duch, a technical annoying answer, what would you say? The reason we have a Hakan of Mashiach is in case you have a very long rope and you're not within Dalet Amos. Meaning really the whole din of Mashiach is only when you're being Moshe from further away than Dalet Amos. You have a very long rope, or you can also do Mashiach verbally. Right? So Mashiach is only halachically significant when you're 5 amos away. When you're 4 amos away, who needs Mashiach? You have Dalet Amos. That is not so popular in Rishonim. He says that the Rishonim don't give any other answer, this is a valid answer for it. But it's a very tricky answer, right? So, the Shach says, only for the case, where you are more than Dalet Amos away from the cow. That's very dachuk. Really? All the sugis of Mashiach and Shas? And we have to discuss, right? There's all discussion about how much do you have to be Moshech and how do you have to be Moshech? Remember? Have a Hanhoga B'Gamol and Mashiach B'Chamor and Mashiach B'Gamol and Hanhoga B'Chamor and the whole sugya of in Basra and Amokos Asvina, whether you have to be Moshech Meloko Maso, meaning it has to walk its entire length, or it just has to be Oker Yad V'Regel. All the sugis and Shas and Mashiach are only talking about people who are 5 amos away. If you're within 4 amos, but you're a kona before Mashiach. That's very duchuk. So what are the two common answers in the Rishonim?
He gives a second
answer. What? Well, the Shach quotes from Rishonim another answer. What are the Rishonim answer? Anyone? What are the two answers in the Rishonim? What?
You'd rather with the rice akin and the rabbanon.
Except for the fact that Mashiach is also midrabbanon. Yeah. In Echanami, if Mashiach was the rice, you would say, yeah, Mashiach was the rice and the rabbanon came and something else. Here it's funny, Mashiach is also the rabbanon. Now, I guess what you could have said is, well, he made Mashiach first and Dalai Lama's later, and then it wasn't worth revoking Mashiach. But that's still a little tricky.
Because
practically, but you don't want to admit that practically there's no nafkamina of Mashiach. All over Dalai Lama's comes up in one sugya in Shas. That's it. All over Shas, they discuss the laws of Mashiach. You're telling me that all over Shas, they discuss all the details of Hilchas Mashiach, and it's really not relevant lahalacha because you're always kind of Dalai Lama's anyway? It doesn't make any sense. Right? So, what did the Rishonim say? Anyone? What? Kadma Kli, okay, or? What's the other answer? What is he quoting the Yesh Omer? Exactly. The Rid and the Me'iri, this is not a popular shot in the most common Rishonim. The Yachronim discuss, how about Rishonim didn't give an opinion, what do they hold? But the Rid and the Me'iri and the Yesh Omrim, in a lot of Rishonim, I'm pretty sure that when the Rishonim quote the Yesh Omrim, must be someone else. They don't all know the Rid and the Me'iri. But apparently this shot was floating around, even besides the Rid and the Me'iri. Some places like the Tosafot Rid and the Me'iri say like random things that are not things that the other Rishonim have thought of. Here, like the Ramban, the Ran, and the old Ritva, and the Ramban all quote this Yesh Omrim. So obviously it was floating around. What do they say? They say, Takonas Dalad Amos is only for Mitzia and not for Mekach u'Memkar. Say very pashut. They say, what's the reason for Takonas Dalad Amos? Right? So you don't fight over something. Would anyone fight in Mekach u'Memkar? Right? Would you fight over who bought my cow first?
Yeah.
Now, don't give me the first mission
yeah.
in Sagosin. But the normal case is, you wouldn't, that's the norm, you wouldn't fight over who bought the cow, whoever I sold it to. Right? Now, that is exactly the worst question of Beis Amin Beis. Right? The less he's using, the man not got. Why don't we just find out? And they have to have all kinds of okimtas that he's not here to find out, etc. But, the simple shot is that people usually don't fight over who bought something. Whoever paid bought it. That's Leslie Zuzer Manaka, right? Without getting into the question of a Yachad and those two in a Shmua, simple shot is that people usually don't fight over who bought something because only one of them gave money to the Moicher and he's the one who bought it. What if people fight over who found the Mitzia? That's worth fighting over. Who found the Mitzia? And therefore, the Kaddish for Mitzia to avoid fighting, right? For Mecca, Omamkar, people usually don't fight. Now, you're right. Sometimes they have a big sale in a department store. The ladies do fight. But people fight more over Mitzias than over Mekach u'Memkar. Maybe they only made the Takana for Mitzia. That's what the Rid and the Me'iri say. But that's not what the Ran and the Mukha Yosef say. Right? The Ran and the Mukha Yosef. What do they say? Josh, you answer this.
The book already has that space.
Kadam HaKli, they said, they ended up saying something awfully similar. But for a different reason. They said that, what's the usual case of Mashiach? Who comes, who stands here first? Me or the thing I'm kone in the usual case of Mashiach? Usually the thing is here and I come and I pull it, right? That's called kodam ha-kli. Kli just means the thing I'm being kone, the ha-chefetz, right? In kodam Chayfetz, Sheyesh lo Bailim, Betoch Dalad Amos. Why do I need Mashiach? Because the usual case of Mashiach is where I'm taking something that belongs to you, I'm buying something from you, right? Almost all the sugyas of Mashiach and Shas are about buying something from you. Okay, Dafka, in our Gemara, we had some discussion of Mashiach, which many of Farshim soon were about being Zochim and a Hefter. But the standard Mashiach Gemaras and Shas are about buying things. Right? So, when I buy things, you put your thing down, and then I come and I pull it. Hold on. If you put your thing down first, then, you know why Dalad Amos doesn't work? Says the problem is, why do I need Mashiach? You bring your cow or your sack of wheat or your refrigerator. You bring it into the center to sell it. hold on. You put your refrigerator in the center. Who's using the center? Now you are. It's your Dalet Amos because you're using it to store your refrigerator. So when I come now, I can't be Kohen B'Dalet Amos. Because it's your Dalet Amos, and therefore I can't have it. What do you mean? It's being used to store your refrigerator. Obviously, it's your Dalet Amos. How can I get the Dalet Amos? Right now, if I would be Kohen, it now would be used to store my refrigerator. But I can't get over that hump. There's no git of Yad Van Ka'achas in this case. And therefore, says the Ran and Luka Yosef, you need Mashiach because for Mitzia you don't need Mashiach. Because this belongs to no one, so it's no one's Dalet Amos. When I come in, it's my Dalet Amos. For Mekach and Memkar, if I'm there first, I don't need Mashiach. If I come first, it's my Dalet Amos. Now your cow walks into my Dalet Amos, I could be Kona. But the usual case is your cow or your sack of wheat or your refrigerator or your dresser is there first. So it's your Dalet Amos. You're using it for storage purposes. And therefore, right, you have every right to store things in a Semta and you're using it for storage. Therefore, I can't be Kona Dalet Amos because it's already your Dalet Amos. This works very, very well, I thought, Lishitase. It asks the question of, what about Kadam HaKli, meaning Sheyesh L'Bailim? B'Dalet Amos, meaning something that belonged to someone else came into the Dalet Amos first. So you might think that this Ran works well with Shitase, and the Ramban might not agree with him. Right, the Ramban is not 100% clear what he thinks the answer is here. Here I would say, this is the Ran works well with Shitase, lo kada, because the Dalet Amos already belonged to someone else. Why? How can they belong to someone else? He's using it for storage. It's his storage facility. Of course it's his Dalet Amos. If he's storing it, it's his Dalet Amos. While if I took the Rabban's approach, Chazal just gave me the Chayfetz, then why shouldn't Chazal give me the Chayfetz? It's within Dalet Amos of me. Let Chazal give me the Chayfetz. So I think the Rabban would not like this answer. He would say, what do you mean? Chazal gave me the Chayfetz. Who cares if the Chayfetz was there first or I was there first or if it belongs to someone or doesn't? The Ran would, of course, like to give this answer. The Ran would say, what do you mean? The only reason worse is Chazal gave me the land. They can't give me the land if it's your land and you already cone it for temporary rental by using it as a storage facility. So I thought that the Ran worked well to Shitasi. And a lot of these Nafkaminas, turns out the Avni Lum had a good analysis. The Ran and the Ramban turn out to work well with Shitasa with two different understandings of Kenyan Dalet Amos. Okay, that's about it for Kenyan Dalet Amos. I just want to look at one or two other details in the sugya. We've analyzed a bit here. The Deya of, and maybe we'll come back to this idea briefly. The Deya, Moshe? The answer of Kitikin Rabbanon the Alma. Avalber stated of Alabayas lo. Kitikin Rabbanon the Simta. Avalber Shasarabim lo. What was the other answer of the Gemara? The other answer of the Gemara was, why isn't you Kona Benefila or by throwing or putting your shirt or jumping Nefila onto it? So what's the Golia Daite, right? We read the Gemara. Kaven Nafal Golia Daite de Nefila Nikolay de Likne, be Arba Amos lo Nikolay de Likne. Benefila Nikolay de Likne, be Arba Amos lo Nichale Dilnikni. What is the Pashup Shad in the Gemara here? Pashup Shad in the Gemara here is that what's the problem? I've done two kinyanim, a valid kinyan and an invalid kinyan. I've done the valid kinyan of Dalet Amos and the invalid kinyan of Nefila, or throwing my talus or my sheaves of grain onto it. Right? So, Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that if I am showing my das that I don't intend to use the valid kinyan. I only intend to use the invalid kinyan. Why? If I want to use Dalet Amos, I wouldn't have jumped on it. I already have Dalet Amos. I would have just said, stop, Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos rule. Pause. But since I jumped on it, I showed I didn't intend to use Dalet Amos. So if you intend to use the wrong kinyan, then you're not Kona. That is the push-up shot in the Gemara. However, there are actually three different sheets in the Rishonim about what this Gemara. There are actually two different issues. One issue is
Right? Right? The Dalet Amos. Let's call this. Goliadite. Right? What's the Lashon exactly? Someone read it to me. Goliadite. Dibinafila dibi arbamos lomi chaledalikne. Right? Dibinafila nichale delikne. Bidalan amos lo nichale delikne. So the first question is, do we paskin like this answer? Who explicitly says we don't passen like this answer? Which Rishon explicitly says we don't passen like this answer? The Ran quotes?
The Rashba.
The Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, why don't we passen like this answer? The Ra'ah says, he says it a little interesting, says it interesting. He says, this is only a half amina. At first, they had a half a mina b'nefilah lo nichle delikne, but the maskana is that Rav Papa says, no, it has nothing to do with that. It's for a different reason. So this is only a half a mina. It's always a question. There are two answers to a question. Are both answers right? They're just two alternative ways of answering the question. Like, do they just give two answers because, you know, it's always good to have more answers. Like, why not? Yagel Tor v'yadir? Or because there was something wrong with the first answer. Why does Rav Papa give a second answer? Was there something wrong with the first answer, or Yagel Tor v'yadir? So the Ra'ah says, obviously, thought the first answer was wrong. That was only happening. The Maskan is like Rav Papa. So here we have Rav Rishonim say, yes, we do Paskin like it. The Ra'ah says, no. Why? Because it was rejected by Rav Papa. It's only a half amina. And that's always an open question in terms of Psach. Like, what do you do with two answers? Is it half amina Maskan or just two alternatives? So all the Rishonim say two alternatives, and they're both logical. The Ra'ah says, no, there's a very bad half amina, and then a true Maskana. The Rambam is a little tricky, right? The Rambam is a little unclear. I don't know. What do you guys think the Rambam holds? Like the other Rishonim or like the Ra'ah? How do you think the Rambam holds? Right, this is Machlok, seeing the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah, how the Rambam holds. The Lashon is a little tricky. What's the Lashon of the Rambam? Imra'is Hamatsiya, Afilu Nafala Leha, if you see the Metziah, even if you fall on it, then it doesn't work. Okay, anyone want to make a diuk?
Sense of what he's dealing with.
If you see the Metziah, even if you fall on it, it doesn't work. What?
Right. It's
on the Afilu. Ah, so what would you be like on the Afilu?
But if you were also just standing next to it, it wouldn't work.
So then, well, how are you be like? What is the Rambam? This is all the Rambam said, right? So what do you think he holds? No? No one has a favorite opinion? No one has a favorite shot? I don't like it. That's so sad. So there are two different Diukim in the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah's Diuk is for what he didn't say. What didn't he say? He didn't say Emra Samatsiya Filu Nafal Leha Be
Simtam.
No. Be'er Shasarab. He didn't say that. It's only talking about Shasarabim. So therefore, what must he say? He must be talking about a simta. He must be talking about all places. In all places, why isn't he kona with Dalet Amos? It must be that since he fell on it, he's megaladaito, that he didn't intend to be kona with Dalet Amos. That's what he says here. The Magid Mishnah says, Rabbeinu Zal Sosam, he didn't write what Rishus is in. Nirishu Samech Alokim to Rishona. He didn't write, it depends what Rishus you're in. He says, in every Rishus you're not kona. Sounds like he was following the first answer. Demash afman hujdalar was kona, shenafel okona, dav yukim to digamara, af vishdin okim to shnia emes, chomakom. Okay, the Magid Mishnah makes the diuk, since he didn't say where you were, everywhere you're not kona, why you're not kona everywhere, because nafel goliadite. So, the terms of the Rambam
Lefi Magen Mishnah. Why? Because the Diyuk is Nafal Aleha Lokana Bichol Makom. Why would it not work anywhere? Must be because you're a Gola Daiti, you didn't want to Kona with Dalet Amos. The Kesha Mishnah doesn't like that Diyuk at all. He says, no. I mean, the truth is, if you just read on in the Rambam, he says, you know why the Rambam didn't say it depends where you are? Because he says that later. He says later in Halacha Tes, that Bamed Verma Murim, that Dalet Amos work Besimcha, but Sidu Rishus Arabim, but Rishus Arabim, or Stei Chaveiro, it doesn't work. The Rambam didn't talk about what places you're going to a place you're not going to, because he was going to answer that later. Rather, what's the Kesef Mishnah? His diuk? Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah, his diuk is Afilu. Afilu Nafal Aleha Lokana. What does that sound like? It sounds like Nafal is stronger, but still you're not Kona. Right? According to the Magen Mishnah, it said Davka im Nafal Aleha Lokana. Right? He should have said, only if you're Nofal, you're not Kona. Instead, he says, even if you're Nofal, you're not Kona. Why do you mean even? According to the Magen Mishnah, it's Davka the Tefillah makes you not Kona. Sounds weird, like, no, it's not the Tefillah makes you not Kona. So what does he say? He says, Afil Nofal Lokana, meaning Nofal is not the reason you're not Kona. Nofal is a reason to think you might be Kona. Even if you were Nofal, you're not Kona. But not Davka because you were Nofal, you're not Kona. Right? If Nofal was the reason you're not Kona, he shouldn't have said Afilu. So I think because Mishnah's Diyuk is stronger here, right? If Nofal is what ruins your Kenyan, you wouldn't say Afilu Nofal. You'd say Davka im Nofal lo Kona. Im Nofal lo Kona. So it sounds like Afilu, even if you might think Nefila works, it doesn't. Nefila doesn't make you better off. But Nefila is not what ruins your Kenyan. What ruins your Kenyan? What ruins your Kenyan is that he told me it was Rishus Rabim. Stamatziah is in Rishus Rabim. Oh, how do we know he's talking about Rishus Rabim? Because he says, if it's Magil or Shuso, then you're Kona. And Dalet Amos in a sentence is Rishuso.
What would be the story that Nefila is better than like Stamatziah?
Oh, well, because you might think that Nefila means I'm covering it up and that's a Kenyan.
No, I know, but what Kenyan is that? Meaning Lomatzino,
it's a Havamina.
No,
the Havamina is that if I'm on top of it and I'm protecting it, then it's mine.
No, I know, but that would be mashma that, like, if I was...
You're saying what's the lundus of the Havamina? It's always a question how much lundus a Havamina has, but I can give you lundus. I can say that once I'm nofil on it, therefore it's hard for anyone else to take it, so maybe I have a Havamina, everyone else is Yaish and it's mine, or maybe I have a Havamina, something's hefker, and everyone else can't get it right now, then automatically it's mine.
What
I have shlita over it, and it's like, yeah, having is like kinyan yad. If it's under my body, then it's like being in my hand.
Do people get there at the same time? And what would you say for the Rabbi in a case where we're in a simta, and people get you know, with the Dalet Amos simultaneously, and one guy jumps on top of it. So would it be master for the Rabbi, that therefore that guy's Kona? I'm saying clearly, this is actually better than Dalet Amos by itself.
Not according to the Kesef. That would be might be a close between the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah.
No, according to the Kesef Mishnah.
According to the Kesef Mishnah, then no, Nefila is lo malah lo morit.
And what's about Nefila?
What? Then it's not malah. You're not better off because you were nofel. You're still even. You're still tied.
Isn't the begam that you're not in the place where Dalet Amos would work?
Right.
So then who cares about
Nefila? Your happening is that Nefila is like Yad. Yad works in Rishus Rabim.
I'm saying, if the only issue with this halacha is that you're not going, is that you're not in a situation where Kinyan Dalet Amos can work, so once we're in a situation where Kinyan Dalet Amos can work, then wouldn't you still maintain the fact that Nefila would be better than Stam?
No, not at all. Not at all. We pass in Nefila is irrelevant to Kinyan. Okay, that's the question.
Ask permission to talk about Rishus Rabim.
What does the Kesef Mishnah say? Yeah, I said I was adding that part to the Kesef Mishnah. What does he actually say? Okay, he just says this. You add to the Kesef Mishnah. So hold on a second. If he doesn't hold like the first answer, then why aren't you Kona? The answer is obviously because the beginning is talking about when you're Rishus HaRabim. What makes us think the beginning is Rishus HaRabim? He keeps talking about it. It's not in your Rishus. Not in your Rishus when you're starting with Rishus HaRabim. Later on, I'll tell you what happens if it's in between, if it's in a Sipta. So you're right, because Mishnah doesn't say it, but that's obviously what he has to say here. Okay, yes?
We're assuming that you have to have das for a specific kinyan when you make...
Aha, okay, great. The more interesting question is, I mean, it's always interesting to know how to paskin, but the more interesting, it seems to be that, but even though well, as you know, if you know a little bit of Jewish history, who gets the most influential vote in terms of interpreting the Rambam halachically? The Magen Mishnah or the Kesef Mishnah? Kesef Mishnah, right? Why? Because he cheated. He also wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So his shot of the Rambam always took precedence in terms of Pesach. Now, once in a blue moon, so the later Achronim said, no, we can't stand it. But generally, the Kesef Mishnah shot of the Rambam sneaks in, because if you write the Shulchan Aruch, then you get your shot in first. So, Halach L'maisa, the Achronim assume that we paskin like the Ra'ah, because that's the Kesef Mishnah shot of the Rambam, and therefore in the Shulchan Aruch, he writes nothing about Goli, Daiti, etc., leaves that whole thing out. So it seems to Halach L'maisa that we would say that it doesn't matter if you fell on it or not, it doesn't matter, none of this Gili Das, if you did a Kenyan, you did a Kenyan. Now, but before we get to that, the more interesting question is, of course, not just do we paskin like this, but... when does this principle apply? What are the three shitas as to when this principle applies of Goli Adaite? What did the Rashba in the Ran hold? By the way, I have not seen any suggestions for this. The Rashba in the Rashba says the opposite of the Rashba quoted by the Ran. I've seen all the footnotes say Tzarech Iyun. I haven't seen anyone have any clever or even non-clever solution.
Isn't there a Rashba that Tosfos quotes that's a different Rashba?
No, but it's not. But the one the Ran quotes is the same one. Yeah, the Rashba Mishan says Rashba. But the Ran, when the Ran says Rashba, he means our Rashba. So, okay, Tzarech Iyun. The truth is, you're right. The Shach once in a blue moon, when he's really, really desperate, says, oh, it must have meant a different Rashba, and he has lots of different Rashbas up his sleeve. But,
Weren't the Shu'at Rashba written by his Talmidim?
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of them that...
Yeah, but the Ran's not quoting the Shu'at Rashba. Usually he says if he's quoting the Shu'at. Anyway, what did the Ran B'Shem Rashba say? When does this principle apply that if you're Megala Das, that you want to use the wrong Kenyan instead of the right Kenyan, you're not Kona?
Always,
right? What does he say? He says... The rule of Kinyanin is that you need to have Da'as for the right Maisa Kinyan, right? At least if you would pass like this data, which the Rashba does, right? All the Rishonim, other than the Ra'ah and the Ramam, sound like they pass like this data. So the Ran quoting the Rashba says, well, this is a fairly minority Shita, because the only person among the first in the Daf says this is the Ran quoting the Rashba, and the Rashba didn't even say it. So that's very, that's a bit of a Tzarech Iyun. But the Rashba in the Ran says, this is a general rule of Kinyanim. Whenever I do two Kinyanim, and I have in mind, whenever I do two things, I have in mind the thing that's not a valid Kinyan instead of what is a valid Kinyan, I'm not Kona. To be Kona, I have to have in mind what Maisa I'm being Kona with. If I have in mind to be Kona with the wrong Maisa, then it doesn't work. So that is a big Chumra in Kinyanim. Basically, according to this, anyone who's an Am Ha'aretz and doesn't know Hilchus Kinyanim might not end up being Kona thing, because he might think he's Kona with something other than what he's really Kona with. Like, for example, if I go to the store, let's forget about Dina Machusadina for now, right? Theoretically. The whole question with this Dina Machusadina. Or let's just assume Dina Machusadina doesn't affect Kinyanim, right? So, either assume Dina Machusadina is only for tax and not for Kinyanim, so Kinyanim go by Din Torah, or if you assume without getting into politics, if you're from a certain school in contemporary Israeli society and you assume that there's no din and machus din in Israel, these Rav Schechter are always fond of pointing out. What's Rav Schechter always fond of pointing out about the Shita, there's no din and machus din in Israel? Rav Schechter is always fond of pointing out that, Taka, you're right, of course there's no din and machus din in Israel. Din and machus din is for Goyish government. In Israel, this is a Jewish government, you don't need din and machus din. Everybody reads Takana the Kahal are binding in din and machus. You only din and machus din for Goyim, because their Takanas aren't binding, that's only because of the machusa. Okay, so whatever. So most people assume that either din and machus din applies in Israel, or more pashup shot, Rav Schechter loves to say, and there's no din and machus din in Israel. Meaning, if the Goyim are in charge of Israel, there's no din and machus dina, because they shouldn't be in charge of Israel. And if the Jews are in charge of Israel, there's no din and machus dina. That's not a malchus, that's the tzibur. The tzibur doesn't need din and machus dina. Everyone knows the tzibur makes takanas and din and machus. Okay, but let's say you assume, right, I was just going through Sefer published in Eretz Yisrael by someone from a certain community, who assumes that no, in Eretz Yisrael, right, we can ignore all the takanas of the government. Big chumra then. You can't buy anything that's auctioned off by the government that they collected from people who owed money to the government. Okay, so back to our regular scheduled programming. Right, let's assume I go into the store and either there's no din machus din in Israel, or even if there is, din machus din only applies to taxes and not to transactions. So what does my grandmother think? She goes to the store. She probably thinks she's kona the, whatever she buys in the store. She probably thinks she's kona the orange juice by giving her credit card to the cashier and signing the receipt. Right? But that's not true. Most ain't on konos. At least on the practical halacha maisa level, and most achronim assume most ain't on konos at all. That's the pashim shot. Mashiach's kona, you're kona the orange juice by picking it up. Right? So how are you kona the orange juice? L'chor, you're picking kona the orange juice by picking it up. Now, not by picking it up in the supermarket, because there's no das machne if you're not going to pay. You're kona by picking it up from the checkout counter after you pay. Right? So that's how you're kona. So then maybe she's never kona the orange juice according to this Rashba. Because, she had in mind to be kona with Goliadata, or maybe here it's not Goliadata, but if we know her das is that, she told us her das, that her das is to be kona, she's nicha, to be kona with the sign of the credit card, not with hagba, then maybe she's never kona. That would be lead to, practically it wouldn't really make much of a difference because the odds are that the Rami Levi's not going to sue her to give the orange juice back. It's not enough they were to go home and drink the orange juice because Rami Levi certainly mochel as long as they got their money, but it would still lead to a lot of counterintuitive conclusions, this Rashba.
Say now there's like a handshake works or something.
Right, that would also get into the issue of Sitomta, correct, meaning there's many, many, correct, meaning that's the whole issue of Sitomta. It may very well be that even forget about Dinu Machus Din and Takana Sakahal, it may be that whatever people agree on is Kona automatically. Okay. There are many ways out of this, correct. There are many, many ways out of this. There are many ways out of this nafkamina. Okay, that's the round name of the Rashba. However,
he says his whole sheet is that because you're not kona about kohen. That's his.
Right. What does the Rashba say? You're not kona against your will. Right. What is he now? Of course. What could you answer back to him? He says you're not kona b'dalad amos against your will. What might you answer back to him?
You're having das to not be kona.
It's not against your will. You want to be kona. You just don't know how. What's his Raya? He brings what's the classic Raya in Shas that you're not kona without das? What do we call it? Right, this has to be like, on the top shelf of your toolbox, right, where you don't have to lift something else to get to it. Right, Oder b'nichzer, nichzer ager, because sarishim shalo lo kona, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, that if I dig in a field of negerisha mace, meaning, not a gerisha life, in hefker, if I dig in a hefker field and I think it's mine, I'm not kona, because I didn't have in mind to be kona, even though I did a kenyan chazaka. Because I thought it was mine. I have to have in mind to be Kona. So the Rashba says, what do you mean? You have no Das. You're not Kona if without Das. And it's like, Oder Ben Yosef, yeah, you didn't have in mind to be Kona. What will the Ran and the Mukha Yosef answer back? They'll say no. In those cases, you didn't want to be Kona at all. Right? Val Korcha means you don't want to be Kona at all. Of course you're not Kona Val Korcha. Oder Ben Yosef, you didn't want to be Kona at all. Why? Because you thought it was already yours. But at the very, meaning, you wanted to own it, but you didn't want to be Kona. You didn't want to own it. But you didn't want to be Kona because you thought you owned it already. Here you want to be Kona. What do they say? They say it's ridiculous. They say the rule of Kinyanin is you need Das Liknos. You need Maisa Kinyan. But you don't need Das for this specific Maisa Kinyan. Right? Say, in Echonami, you need Das Liknos. But the Machlokas is, the Rashba says, you need Das to be Kona with this Maisa Kinyan. The Ran and Mukha Yosef say, no, there's no such rules. You don't need Das to be Kona with a particular Maisa Kinyan. You just need Das to be Kona. Stam! And you didn't Maisa to be Kona. But you don't have to know which Maisa you're using. As long as you have Das and you have Maisa, they don't have to come together. The Rashba thinks the Das and the Maisa have to come together. I have to have in mind to be Kona with Kinyan X. Otherwise, it's Bal Korcha. Otherwise, it's if I don't have Das. The Ran says, no, I have to have Das to be Kona. I have to have a Maisa to be Kona. I don't have to have Das on the particular Maisa. I have two. They seem to argue whether it's a unified requirement or two separate requirements. Right, the Rashi is a unified requirement. I have to have in mind to be Kona with this Maisa. The Ran Yosef says, no. I have to have in mind to be Kona, and I have to do a Maisa. I don't have to know what Maisa it is. I don't have to have Das on the Maisa. The Maisa doesn't have to be what I was thinking of. I just have to have Das and the Maisa. There are two separate requirements to be Kona. Okay, why would they be two separate requirements to be Kona? Go over to Josh during lunch, and he will give you a theory.
Could you just explain Oder Nechzei Ger according to the Ran and the Mukha Yosef?
Pashut. Oder Nechzei Ger means I'm digging up this field. I think it's already mine. So I don't have in mind
why
to be Kona at
mine?
All.
Why do I think it's mine?
Because I made a mistake. I made a mistake as to who owned this field. Maybe it was like a borderline place. I thought it was within my borders and it really wasn't. Right?
I thought the case of Oder Nechzei Ger is that I thought it was already mine because I thought it was more comparable to, you know, throwing... like over here, throwing something.
No, I thought it was mine stumps. I was just mistaken about whose field it was. No, that's what Oden Efsay Ger is. It means I thought it was mine all along. Doesn't this happen all the time that people think something's theirs all along? That doesn't work. If you think something's already yours, then you don't have Das Kinyan. This is Rav Moshe based on the Gemara in the Pashup Shot of at least the Havmin of various Gemaras and Ksubas, right? What does Rav Moshe say? If I have a reform wedding, it's not a valid Kedusha Kesef. Hakol Yodin Lama Kala Nechneset B'Chuppah, right? They obviously go home and do something which is another form of Kedushin. So why isn't he Kona then? So he says, because he thinks they're already married, so he doesn't have in mind to be Kona, right? So that doesn't work, right? Meaning if you think, whatever reason, maybe you think you were Kona yesterday. Maybe you think it was yours all along, you're just confused about whose it is. Whatever the case may be, right? So that is...
What's the problem with Dalet Amos?
Okay, so what's the problem with Dalet Amos? So, Aleph Beis, what's the problem with Dalet Amos? He says, the problem is Davka by a Kinyan Midrabanan. Only Kinyan Drabanans don't work if you don't have them in mind. Why? Because what's the principle of Takanas Drabanan? What's the principle of Takanas Drabanan? Kol ha'omri efshi b'takanas chum gonzu shom and lo. Takanas Drabanan. Now he doesn't mean gzeiras Drabanan, right? Chazal told me not to eat chicken with milk. It doesn't mean he means Takanas Drabanan for my benefit. When the Drabanan make a Takana to help me, it's only if I want to be helped. It's optional. Takanas Drabanan to help me are optional. You might have thought, no, a Takana is a Takana. We shouldn't mess with authority. Kamash von the Gemara says no. You shouldn't mess with authority if it's for someone else's benefit. If it's for Hashem's benefit, if it's for your friend's benefit. But if something's for your benefit, then Chazal weren't forcing anything. You could choose yes, you could choose no. It's up to you, right? The classic example is, right, Chazal were attacking that. That a wife has to give her salary to her husband in exchange for a certain level of support, right? Based on the assumption that whatever the wife earned would be much less than the husband was spending to support her. If the wife happens to be a hotshot lawyer and she earns much more than she spends, then she can say, I'm not interested in the Qatar government to help me. I don't want the Qatar government. I'd rather have more money, keep my own earnings. That's the original case they bring. But in general, Takanas Rabbanan for your benefit are optional. Therefore, over here, the question isn't it. The question is whether it's a Maisa Kenyan in the first place. It's only a Maisa Kenyan because of Takanas Rabbanan. If you have in mind to use the Takanas Rabbanan, what's just the Kiddush? You might have thought you need a real declaration of refusal of Takanas Rabbanan. We're on the good side. No, as long as you don't have in mind to take, as long as you have in mind to go a different route than the Takanas Rabbanan, that is not availing yourself of the Takanas Rabbanan. Whoever chooses not to avail themselves of the Takanas Rabbanan, the Takanas doesn't apply to them. So that's what he says. That's why Takanas Rabbanan, because if you don't want to use it, It doesn't apply to you. So by Drabbanans, if you have in mind the wrong Kenyan, you will not be Kona. But by the Oraisas, you will be Kona. Correct. That's the interesting part. Pashup Shad is the guy is ignorant of the Takanas Drabbanan. So the Chiddush, the Rambam Mikra Yosef here is, you don't have to midas have a proper refusal to Takanas Rabbanan. As long as you don't want to use it, even if you just mistakenly don't want to use it, Takanas Rabbanan is not chal on you. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is you don't have to have a purposeful, willful, educated refusal to Takanas Rabbanan. As long as you didn't plan to use it, it doesn't apply to you.
Doesn't that defeat the whole purpose of Takanas? The whole Takanas is that people shouldn't come to fight each other. It would seem that in this case, it
okay, you're right, that's an interesting Kiddush, meaning who said this Takanas is for your benefit? Maybe Takanas is for society's benefit, so people don't fight and you should have no right to. So apparently they understood that when they said so people shouldn't fight with each other, even though it's so people shouldn't fight, meaning it's to keep the peace, right? The purpose of Takanas is to keep the peace, meaning, and in this case, Taka, people will end up fighting with each other, right? Because I'm jumped up, my body's on this mitzvah, and now someone's trying to get it from under me. Right, that's clearly a type of aggressive physical contact, which is against the way Chachamim wanted our streets to look. So you're right, it's a chiddush. They would have to say, nonetheless, the way they made the takana was not like an isser of fighting. The way they made the takana was, we'll give you a benefit, and that will end up avoiding fighting. You have to say, the avoiding fighting is sort of not built into the takana. Okay, I just want to briefly mention, because we need a few minutes for our last inyan, the Rimi Gash. The Rimi Gash has a very, very clever shot here. The Rimi Gash starts with exactly a case where it was a real halacha lemaisa. Right? What happened? You owed me money. Who wants to owe me money? Chaim. Chaim owes me a million shekel. Right? So what do I do? So I say, here's a Kenyan sudar that I'm giving you the million shekel and you don't have to pay me. Can anyone tell me if the Kenyan Suda works on the million shekel? Does the Kenyan Suda work on a million shekel? What's the rule?
It's already in...
No, that's not the rule. Does the Kenyan Suda work on a million shekel? The Gemara says, Mabeyan and Nikas Bachalipin. Kenyan Suda doesn't work for money only. It doesn't work for money. Not just I can't give you money for a Kenyan Suda. Even if I give you a handkerchief, I can't be makna money. I can only makna other things, not money. Kenyan Suda doesn't work for money. So what do? I said, Kenyan Suda, here, I'll take your handkerchief. I'm giving you with this handkerchief, or I'll take the pen. I'm giving you the million shekel. It doesn't work. However, what did I also implicitly do which would work? To give him the million shekel? Not exactly a Kenyan. Mechila, you owed me the million shekel, and I'm giving it to you. What does giving it to you mean? It means I'm mochel the chov. Mechila's kal bedibur, right? So basically, I did a mechila that works, but I had in mind to do a Kenyan sudar, which didn't work. So the question is, do you have to pay back the loan or not, right? Do you still owe the money or not?
Who's doing mechila? Are you the lender?
The malva. I'm the malva. He owes me $1 million. I should have just said, I forgive the debt. That would have been it. But I'm ignorant. I don't know about forgiving debt. So I said, I'll do a Kenyan sudar, and I'll give you the money as a present. Now, that's not chal, because the kinyan sutra is not chal on money. But the mechila should be chal. So it came to the Rimi Gash. He says, well, does he owe the $1 million or not? So the Rimi Gash says, meaning the Malva said to the Lova, the Kenyan doesn't work. No, we don't need a Kenyan condition of Atla Matana Mitzad Bithla Kenyan. We don't need a Kenyan. You're not going to say it's Bottle because the Kenyan doesn't work. Because it's Mechila. V'ein Deres Adom, he says, isn't this Goli Adaite that Mechila lo Michale, the Kenyan Michale? Isn't this like our Sodya? He says, V'ein Deres Adom, Asher Omer Kedem Nafel Goli Adaite, Mechila Michale, Gulikni V'arba Amos lo Michale. Why? V'shatam Shom Shal Komlin Dal Ramos. He doesn't say because you always need to have in mind what mice you're using. No. He doesn't say, I don't think he says anything to Tekonis to Rabbanan. What does he say? Mikavin Shagila Bedaito to Lonichali to Lichni Dal Amos, the day Gloin Mills, the Hani Dal Amos, Lavchat Sebrahim Klav, they should take Nolo, Fishlo Tiknish, Dal Amos, Konis, Lobo Homaka, and Kenos and Kavonis, also Adam, Shiulo, some Dal Amos, Kechat Sebro. What's he saying? He's saying very clever, based on the Ran, not the Ramban. What did the Rimi Gash say? Gimel. The Rimi Gash says, limited only to Kenyan Dalet Amos. Why? Al pi derech Haran. He's the first one who says derech Haran. According to the Ran, how many things am I kone when I use Kenyan Dalet Amos? How many steps are there? First I'm kone the karka, and then I'm kone the chifetz. Right? Hold on. What if I don't want to use Dalet Amos? He says, the problem is not that I didn't know which Kenyan to use. The problem is that I didn't want to use on the Metzia. No, that I didn't want to be kone the Dalet Amos at all. Says this is, it's not that I didn't know the right Maisa Kenyan. It had enough, forget the Metzia. I never intended to acquire the land, the Dalet Amos. Hold on. If I never intended to acquire the land, do I acquire something against my will? I was never kone the land. If I was never kone the land, then of course I'm not Kona the Metziah. Not because I had the wrong way of being Kona Metziah, because I didn't do the prerequisite. Again, this only works with the Ran, not the Ramban. And therefore, there's no way for me to be Kona the Metziah. So this is a special problem in Dalet, which is a two-step Kenyan. First I'm Kona the land, then I'm Kona the Metziah. Hold on. But if I didn't have in mind to use Kenyan Dalet Amos, it's not that I didn't have in mind the right Maisa Kenyan. I didn't have in mind to acquire the karka. If I didn't have in mind to acquire the karka, then it never gets off the ground. If it's not my karka, how could it ever work? Chazal wanted to give me the karka. I didn't want to take the karka. So I mamish did not have in mind to be Kona the Chayfetz at all. It is like Oder B'Nechzar Ger. Because I didn't have in mind to acquire the karka at all. And that's why he says this special for a two-step Kenyan like Dalet Amos. Again, if I have in mind to be calling something the wrong way, that works. And if I have in mind to acquire the Metziah in the wrong way, that works. If I have a Maisa Kenyan on the Metziah, what's the Maisa Kenyan? It's in my Chatzar. Why is it my Chatzar? Because Chazal gave me the Dalet Amos. But if I never had in mind to be calling the Dalet Amos, then it's not my Dalet Amos. And there's nothing to talk about. That's the Rimi Gash. Okay, I just want to take 30 seconds.
Well, I had that apply to the Sudar. So then
but in the Sudar, even in the Sudar, I did have in mind to give you the money, to be mochel the debt. Right? It's a one step. I had a mind to be mochel the debt, so it's chal. Okay, halacha l'maisa. L'maisa, anyway, we seem to pass like the ra'ah here, and we assume that as long as someone had a mind to be kona something, even if they had in mind the wrong Kenyan, it's still good enough. Just one brief discussion of Tosos here. This is a very crucial Tosos, halacha l'maisa, my biro sami mena. Right, one guy jumps on it, on the peya, we take him off. Now, take him off and give it to the second guy. Now, he brought the Tosafot Diyak. If we take the first guy off and give it to the second guy, obviously it's okay for the second guy to take it. Right? Obviously it's lechachila for the second guy to take it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be ma'avri the first guy. Oh, what's the problem? What's the stira? He starts the filu, but it's a kasha. What's the kasha? Over here, we see if I jump on it, it's okay for a second guy to go get it. How do we know it's okay? Because we're all ma'avri the first guy. Bez is ma'avri the first guy and say, second guy, welcome. You're a nice fellow. Come in and take it. What's the stira? Ani chasing after a cake, after a piece of bread. It's a principle that if I'm chasing after something and someone else chops it for me, they're a Rasha. Now, as a gzela, no. Meaning, even if I'm not Conan, I'm just chasing after it, they're a Rasha. Ah, so hold on. If they're a Rasha, why would we help the Rasha win? What should we have said? Should have said, Harisha Lokana, Aval, Eima Viroslingmena, because everyone takes me as a Rasha. So obviously, Pashup Shad in our Sugya is that this second guy is not a Rasha for taking it, but why not? That's the question. Why is the second guy not a Rasha if the first was Mahapik, right? He was clearly chasing after it. He fell on it. He put his talus on it. So he's Mahapik Macharara. So why is the second guy not a Rasha? And again, some are going to want to say maybe he is a Rasha. That's not pshat. Of course he's not a Rasha. We're Mahavir the first guy, and we invite the second guy in with a smile. Why is the second guy not a Rasha? There are two mainstream answers to this in the Rishonim. Rabbi Yotam comes up from here with a Chiddush Otzum. What's Rabbi Yotam's Chiddush Otzum that he says all over Shas based on this? What? No. Exactly. There are two answers. Rabbi Yotam says a tremendous Chiddush, and this is the only source in Shas for that Chiddush. This is the only reason he said that Chiddush. He had no other reason to say it except to explain our Sugya. What did Rabbi Yotam say? Rabbi Yotam said the Isser of Ani Hamahapech Bacharara is only if the second guy can get a different Harara. Meaning I shouldn't snatch away from this Ani if I could get another one. It's like a Midas Tom, right? It's like Midas Tom, meaning why should I take yours if I can find my own? How can I find my own Harara? It must be that it was a Harara of business. He was going to buy one on sale. You know what? I can find one on sale elsewhere. Or he was going to get a job to earn some food to eat. I can get a job elsewhere, right? For example, Mekach or Schirus, right? Meaning he was going to get a job to feed his family. So I shouldn't steal a job from him. I should get a different job. He was going to buy something at a good price. I could find a good price. If I walk down a few alleyways, I'll find a good price in 10 minutes. But, what's the chiddush of the heter? But, mitzia, or hefker, same thing. There's no iser at all. Because, what do you mean? I can't get another one now. Meaning, he says fundamentally we're allowed to be selfish. Even if he ran after it, I'm allowed to snatch it away from him if I can't get another one someplace else. I shouldn't be an idiot. If I can get one someplace else in 10 minutes by walking 3 blocks, I shouldn't snatch his away. But if I can't get another one, then look out for number one. I come first, Chayecha Kodman. There's no need for politeness. That's the tremendous cool of Rabbeinu Tam. Where does he get it from? From our sugya. Our sugya says if one guy falls on it, someone can go take it from him. The problem is, but Rashi, what does Rashi say in Kedushin?
Says
explicitly, Harara de Hefker. Meaning you can never snatch something from someone else. You always have to give deference to someone who already was looking for it. Right? This is Maisim Chol Yom. Where is this Maisim Chol Yom? Parking. Someone's waiting for a parking space. Can I come take it? So Rabbeinu Tam says, look, go get another parking space. Why are you stealing his and get another? But there's only one parking space. Then chop it. Look out for number one. Rashi says, that's ridiculous. You should never take something which someone else is already waiting for. Right? You should always be polite. You should respect someone's effort. Right? For Rabbeinu Tam, there's no need to respect someone's effort. Right? What does it do with our sugya? all the Rishonim give the same answer to our sugya. What do they say about our sugya? What do they say to answer our sugya for Rashi?
Everyone is sort of...
Right, they say, no, Rashi meant if one guy chases after it, then I notice I can't grab it from him. They say, what happened to our sugya? Wasn't that one guy chased after it and then his friend came? They were all chasing after it at the same time, but one guy ran a little faster and jumped on it. Why should we respect the fact that he jumped on it first? We're all equal. We were all running after the Metziah. He just had longer legs. That, there's no reason to respect that. There's no reason he has more rights than anyone else. We all worked equally hard. They say in Okimta, right? Kulam hayu mahapkin ba. Meaning they say, the Okimta is not one guy saw a Metziah, jumped on it, and then his friend stepped in, you know, obnoxiously. No. The Okimta is they were both running, they were neck and neck, one guy happened to land on it first. In that case, let them fight it out. Whoever wins, wins, because there's no reason one should have precedence over the other. This is the fundamental machlokes la'alacha. This is a machlokes la'alamais that affects everything in the world. According to Rashi, this is 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. According to Rashi, the rule is... to get something... meaning through his effort, right? That he pursued, it is usur to interfere. According to Rabbi Tam, no, the rule is always mutter to put myself first unless I have another way of getting the result politely. Obviously, if I have another way of getting the result, this is tremendous nafkamina. What's the nafkamina, for example? My friend Mayor Orlean actually wrote up this psak once for one of these parsha sheets. That's Bible professor, Hebrew professor Orlean's son. He's a Dayan. He said, what about parking spaces? Says, one guy... I'm sure you've seen this. One guy's waiting for a parking space, another guy zooms in. He says, if there are lots of parking spaces, then everyone agrees that's usur. What are you zooming in? Take another parking space. Spend another 2 minutes. What if there aren't enough parking spaces? Taka, people are going to go home without parking spaces. Then Rashi would say, what are you obnoxious? He's waiting for the space. You can't go in. Meaning Tom would say, got to put myself first, otherwise I'm not going to park. You can zoom in. You're not a Rasha. Okay, are you a Barry Levine? No. But you're not a Russian, you haven't done anything wrong. You're not the Chavetz Chaim, you're not Rav Aryeh Levin, but you haven't done anything wrong. Tremendous nafkamina. Rav Moshe in Shut Eben Ezer Simon Tzadi Aleph has another great example. What about Shiduchim? Now, not Shiduchim Stam. Someone suggests the Shidduch to someone, so you can that's not Mahapech Becharavra. But what about Shiduchim if they're very serious, right? They're ready to get engaged, they're serious about it. Can I come in and steal the Shidduch? So now, Shidduchim are unique. There's not another girl like that. Everyone's different. So what does he say? According to Rashi, of course, now I can come in the early stages. At a certain point, the Achronim write, it's not Mahapesh yet. You know, until you're really close to the deal. But if you're close to the deal, I can't come in according to Rashi. What do you mean? Ani Ma'am Merara, I'm a Rasha. Barabinu Tam would say, what do you mean? There's not another girl like that. If I don't get her, I'm stuck. So I'm allowed to swoop in and steal the girl. Same thing applies to jobs. Some guy applies to the job. Not he just emails in his resume. He goes in, he interviews for the job, he's ready to get the job. Can I come in and I'm a little more qualified, or I protect you? Can I come in and steal the job? Right? So, what if there's only one job? Rashi would say, of course I can't come in and steal the job. Only Mahapeva Harara. And Tom would say, if there's only one job, then I can come in. Well, I should go hungry. Let him go hungry. I shouldn't pay my rent. Let him not pay his rent. Let me swoop in and get the job. Halacha lemaisa, says the Ramah. Halacha lemaisa, the Machabri down to Deus. Halacha lemaisa, the Ramah paskins, like Rabbeinu Tam, all based on our sugya, that if you can't get another one, if it's really me or you, and it's a zero-sum game, right? If it's a zero-sum game, that's the nafkamina. Nafkamina is, right, what we call a zero-sum game. Okay, that's a technical term. It means whoever wins, the other guy loses. There's no way for them both to win. Then I put myself first, and I'm not a Rasha. I don't know if I'm a Chassid, But I'm not. They're not going to write books about me. But I'm not a Rasha. Rav Moshe concludes in his Tshuva there, Evan Ezer, Chelik Alisim and Sadi Aleph. I'm not a Rasha, but he says a Yerei Shamayim should be Choshesh for Rashi. Yeah, so apparently Rav Moshe says, I'm not a Rasha, but if you're a Yerei Shamayim, you should be Choshesh for Rashi. Halacha Lemaisa, based on Arsug and Arsug alone. Halacha Lemaisa, if someone wants to not be a Rasha, they have every right to swoop in. If it's only one guy's going to get it, they can swoop in and take something even that someone else worked hard to get. They can swoop in and take it like Rabbeinu Tam. However, a Yerei Shamayim should be machmer to have better midos and be machmer like Rashi. But you're not a Rasha if you do like Rabbeinu Tam, all based on our Gemara. Okay, we'll pick up Mitzvah Shem next time with the next sugya. Anyone has questions?
Just, I hope we get out tomorrow.